Warning, strong language may be used in this recording. Hello there, it's again Carl de Kempis from south of Johannesburg, South Africa. I hope you guys enjoyed my first, well, actually, theoretically, my second podcast, my first live podcast covering my space and this Sound Professionals SP PASM 2 microphone and a few farm sounds. This podcast is going to cover a little bit more about the farm and the horses. Unfortunately, I would have loved to have already had some material on recording an outride on horseback, but two attempts made. The first attempt, I somehow didn't start the recording, fumbling with all the buttons and wiring and headphones and microphones and reins. I had a problem getting the recording button going. The second attempt, I started the recording, and as I jumped on my horse bareback, somehow the recording stopped. I'm going to attempt it again. I'm going to get on, then make sure the recording's going. I'm just a bit concerned about going too fast on the horse, you know, with the trotting and cantering and stuff. I'm not too sure how the MP3 player's hard drive will react. But we'll take a slow one out, and I might do a solo ride or go with the group and talk to the people like I usually and all that. And we'll see. We'll give it a little bit of a canter or trot and see how the recording comes out. I've got a few more farm sounds. The first one is up to you to guess what it is. I'm going to switch over to the sound clip, and during the sound clip I'll say what it is. But have a guess what this one is. There's the ostrich. Okay, you guessed right. That was the ostrich, or the oversized budgie, the budgie on steroids. It's a big bird, by the way. Funny sound, not a very usual sound. Next up is just a little sound recording of two of the thoroughbreds, in fact. The big horses, Mike, the ex-South African police mounted unit guy, now sort of heading up Metro, Johannesburg Metropolitan Mounted Unit. You'll be hearing more of him in this podcast. Two of his big horses, both coming over to me, the one sniffing at the microphone and then in letting out a little bit of a blow, a little bit of a sigh through the nose. That is BA, and I sort of greet him, say hello boy and all that. That's coming up next. Enjoy. And now, here's quite an interesting little clip to follow. This is at feeding time one evening. I usually come down a bit earlier. If I have enough time, I ride my horse a bit. And then I try and make sure that the horses are standing around the water trough and the feeding bowls more or less 5:30 p.m., 6 p.m. in the evening. And then either Mike or his wife, Christia, and usually his daughter, Shanine, comes down. The specific evening, Christia and Shanine came down. They do speak Afrikaans to each other. They speak English to me. And Christia has a few funny things to say in the background. She has a few funny things to say to the horses. And she's a very interesting person. And you'll hear me taking my food and my horse sort of talking, asking me for his food, and then following me to his feed bowl. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hi, Christia. Listening.
Yo.
Is the ball
for me? Oh, cool. Let me go and feed him. Thanks. Yeah, I'm coming. Come in, boy. Come, boy. Come on. Come on. Good boy. I'm trying to get him to show me. Good boy. Oh, there we go. Good boy. There we go. Good boy. No, don't do... Hey! Don't do that. You wait till it's finished. And so, there we go. Good boy.
This next following recording is actually something that we were very fortunate to be able to record, a visit from the farrier. I unfortunately didn't record him putting shoes on one or two of the other horses, the thoroughbreds, basically due to the farm horses, including my horse, Duval, being what we call barefoot horses. They don't have shoes. They don't have those metal shoes under their hooves. So I did record him actually trimming my horse's hooves, and I was asking him a couple of questions. This could be quite interesting. I hope you enjoy it.
But I say two questions now.
Good, Bali.
Okay, I'll just hold him here.
Touch farm horses. Fucking stirrup club ponies.
Well, Chris knows how to swear. Stand, my boy. Okay, let me just stand this side of you. Ah, you're doing his hind leg?
No, front.
Oh, front. Front left.
Yeah. Start front.
Yeah, I would think so, especially with Duval. I don't know what his back legs are like.
He's got a little bite on his shoulder.
Yeah, that was yesterday already.
Yeah, no, I saw it now, but I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, ask him.
Peter, what do you do with when you barefoot trim a horse? Do you just round the edges a bit? Or do you just try and get the whole hoof even?
Yeah, even is your biggest point.
Okay.
I'm going to keep the heels down.